Amanda, I want to ask you a little bit more about the podcast. Do we know who funds it? Is that Karl Stefanovic himself? Do you know much about where it's come from?
We haven't got any information on the funding. It seems to be just himself and he has a partner. But he very quickly got advertisers and sponsors, mostly online betting, and he introduces episodes talking about them. Also, he would be getting advertising money from views from YouTube.
What is motivating this? How lucrative is the podcast? Is it money? Is it the appetite in the far-right online ecosystem? Karl boasts about being Joe Bogan.
Mm. Well, there has been speculation that Nine, they extended his contract until the end of this year, but it wasn't going to continue because the Today Show isn't first in the ratings. They are behind Seven and Sunrise. And he's on a lot of money. So perhaps this was his escape hatch. You know, he wanted to set up a podcast, use this year as a springboard and become this big figure in the manosphere, Joe Rogan type guy. Mm. But what's motivating him to go down this road politically, I just don't know.
But also sort of, if the idea is to set up this podcast as a long-running thing, where do you go to from here? Mm. Like, you've just interviewed Tommy Robinson. Mm. Like, who else is left? Like, this is the thing about that sort of escalation of the polarizing views is it's got to get more extreme all the time. Yeah. And there's kind of, I don't know where you go from here.
And that seems to be moving at such a fast pace. We are witnessing this really dramatic shift in political and social discourse. And now you have one of Australia's highest paid with the biggest profile media figures leading that acceleration. How corrosive, Ben, how damaging is that?
Well, I mean, Tommy Robinson even mentioned this on the podcast about this is how you shift public opinion. You widen the Overton window and you talk about these things. And, you know, Karl Stefanovic has been used here by Tommy Robinson. Make no mistake. Mm. Like, this is Tommy Robinson's chance to get on a mainstream channel to get his message out to millions of more people that otherwise wouldn't have heard of him and don't know about his views. This is really dangerous because it's bringing this into the mainstream. It's making these views more acceptable. These ideas around mass deportation, around banishing citizens, around, you know, trying to sort of remove Islam from the United Kingdom. All of these ideas are kind of now in the public square being debated as though they're sort of legitimate political discussion. I think Karl giving this a platform is far more dangerous than he realizes.
Mm. Amanda, we were having conversations about how Nine was tolerating this weeks ago.
Yes.
It seems that they've given him a fair bit of rope. Mm. Is there a world in which Karl Stefanovic is back on the Today desk next week?
Well, yes. I mean, he's off for 2 weeks, so maybe discussions will continue while he's in the UK. I don't know. But there's a lot of steps to go through to sever a contract like that. I guess it's possible he could be back. Mm. And he has been presenting it at the same time as he's been presenting these really offensive podcasts.
Mm. Okay, something we'll keep an eye on. Amanda, Ben, thank you so much.
Thanks, Noel.
Thanks.
That was senior correspondent Ben Doherty and media correspondent Amanda Mead. You can find more of their reporting on theguardian.com and we've linked to their latest pieces on the full story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Karishma Luthria. Sound design and mixing by Lou Hill. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please leave us a review. I'm Noor Haidar. Thanks for listening.
In a world of need, we need medical care. Without delay.
Delay.
Without bias. Without bureaucracy. Without prejudice. Without silence.
Civilians are not expendable.
Without apathy. Without division.
Division.
That's why we need Doctors Without Borders. Save lives at msf.org.au.